anyone out there who doesn't know where you're going, anyone groping in the dark, Dr. Dixon has a message for you today. Lean on and trust in God. You'll find His light in His Word.
It is so good to be with you again. I just enjoy sharing with you, dropping these nuggets. I know that these nuggets ignite your spirit, because my spirit gets ignited. The Word of God does that. Oh, yes, it'll light up any situation. Oh, and illuminate your path. Just make things better. Well, I want to share a nugget with you today in the fact that you'll find God's light in God's Word. I love the Message Bible. It gets right to the point. And Isaiah 50 and 10 in the Message Bible gets right to the point and lets you know to trust God and lean on God. On dark days, you need the light of Jesus. On days when you can't see the way forward, when you're confused or undecided, when you don't know what's best, when you can't figure out what to do next, you need God's light from His Word. You need His light. When you're confused, well-meaning people will tell you, trust yourself. Just follow your instincts. Well, anybody who's tried that, they know at best, you're right only about 50% of the time. Yeah. And let me tell you, if you trust yourself, you're going to be wrong all the time. Following your instincts, if they're led by the Word of God, when you're getting confused, and not in the Bible as you should be, but getting a little bit, been going to church and been in Bible study, but hasn't been letting it stick like it should. But just the influence of that up on, you know, the decisions you make. Oh, yeah, about 50% of the time. Your perspective is limited, okay? Your light is weak. It's like using one of those tiny pen lights that fit on a keychain. They don't really illuminate anything. And as a result of relying on yourself, you probably had difficulty making good decisions. Trust that. Instead, here's what the Bible says to do. Isaiah 50 and 10, Message by Translation. For anyone out there who doesn't know where you're going, anyone groping in the dark, here's what. This is it. Trust in God. Lean on your God. Listen, people, don't count on your own light. Trust the light of the Word of God. Trust the light of the Lord. If you want to have God's perspective, if you want God's viewpoint on your problems, then you need to get into the Bible. It's too late to try to tell me otherwise. I'm already sold on it. I know it works. You need to read and study and saturate your mind and heart with it. Because God's will is always found in God's Word. You know, I'm always amazed at how many people are waiting, just sitting and waiting around for God to give them a sign. Instead, let me tell you, just read the directions that He's already given you in the Word of God. Try it. You got to get into the Bible. Yeah. God promises to guide you if you'll let Him. He says, I'll take the hand of those who don't know the way, who can't see where they're going. I'll be a personal guide to them, directing them through unknown country. I'll be right there to show them what roads to take. I'll make sure they don't fall into the ditch. These are the things I'll be doing for them, sticking with them, not leaving them for a minute. Isaiah 42, 16, Message Translation. Let God be your personal guide. Starting right now, you'll never have to stumble around in the dark. If you let the light of His Word light up your life, you'll find God's light in God's words. I am Carol Dixon, and this is Dash.
We know that Dash brings transformation power to your life, and we want to invite you to join us as a Dash Legacy Builder. As a Legacy Builder, you will be equipping individuals all over the world with the transformative Word of God. For more information on how you can be a Dash Legacy Builder, go to caroldixon.net/dash. caroldixon.net/dash. Dash is a 501c3 organization. All gifts and support are tax deductible.